UCLA storms past South Carolina to claim its first NCAA women's basketball title. Phoenix, its mission accomplished for UCLA. Gabriela Jaquez, Lauren Betts, and the rest of the UCLA seniors secured the first NCAA women's basketball national championship in school history, a goal that was set after losing in the first Final Four last season. Jaquez scored 21 points, Betts added 16, and UCLA routed South Carolina 79-51 Sunday in the title game. I knew we were going to do it. Coming to UCLA, we all set out for a goal, and I imagined this moment, Jaquez said. I imagined it so many times, and I am just so, so proud. Crying a lot, the confetti, all of the fans being here to support us, my family being here, it just means everything. Celebrating with this group, like, I'm so happy. The near-record lopsided victory completed the Bruins' journey through this year's March Madness. The Bruins ran through their opponents this season, with their only loss coming in November, to Texas in a Thanksgiving tournament. It's immeasurably more than I could ask or imagine, UCLA coach Corey Close said. It's beyond my wildest dreams. UCLA was led by Betts and her fellow seniors and graduate students, like Jaquez, who played all 4 years with the Bruins. She also had 10 rebounds and 5 assists in front of her brother Jamie, who plays for the Miami Heat and flew in to attend the game to watch his alma mater win. The group that Coach Close put together through a combination of high school commitments and transfer portal players capped off their stellar careers with a championship, scoring all the points in the title game. Connectivity. Attention to detail. You know, I looked them in the eyes before in the locker room, before the game, and I said, I'm so proud to be able to say this, Close said. Because all year we've been saying the talent is our floor, but our character will determine our ceiling. The title is UCLA's first since winning the 1978 AIAW championship, which was the postseason tournament for women's basketball before the NCAA took over in 1982. The championship game loss was the second straight for the Gamecocks, who won the title in 2024. Dawn Staley and her Gamecocks will be favored to return to the game's biggest stage with a talented group of expected returnees, led by Joyce Edwards and Agat Maker. Like their 51-44 semifinal win over Texas, the Bruins were locked in defensively, anchored by Betts. She finished with 11 rebounds and exited the game with 3:45 left, giving Close a huge hug. The 6'7" senior earned most outstanding player honors of the Final Four. UCLA is a quality team with very experienced players who got a taste of being in the Final Four last year. And you make adjustments, South Carolina Staley said. From last year to this year, they played determined last year, but they played more determined this year because they were so close. Offensively, the Bruins had a much easier time than in the semifinal game that saw the team score only 20 points in the first half. The Bruins surpassed that total in the opening 10 minutes against South Carolina. Kiki's Rice three-pointer just before the first quarter buzzer made it 21-10 as the Bruins got off to a strong start and South Carolina struggled with 17% shooting, its poorest quarter of the season. The Bruins extended the lead to 15 points in the second quarter by clogging up the paint on defense and working the ball inside on offense for a 36-23 lead at the half. UCLA put the game away in the third quarter, opening the period with a 12-3 run. Jaquez had 5 points during the spurt. South Carolina never threatened again as the Bruins outscored them 25-9 in the period. We just didn't have it today. We tried, but we just didn't have it today, Staley said. They were the better team. South Carolina avoided the most lopsided loss in championship history of 33 points, set in 2013 when UConn defeated Louisville. The Gamecocks also surpassed the title game record low of 44 points by Louisiana Tech in 1987 against Tennessee. The Gamecocks were trying to cement their name as the premier program in the sport with a 4th championship and 3rd in the past 5 seasons. It just wasn't meant to be Sunday, as they had their worst shooting game of the season against a talented UCLA team. This is not the ending we wanted, but we got here. No one thought we would, and we did it, said Tessa Johnson, who led South Carolina with 14 points. Maker added 11 for the Gamecocks. The score speaks for itself, said Gamecocks senior Raven Johnson, who played in 5 Final Fours in her career. Close has been at UCLA for 15 seasons, but her connections go deeper with the school as she was mentored by the legendary Bruins men's coach John Wooden, who won 10 national championships at the school. Their bond began when she was 22 years old and he was 83. She shares the same first name with one of his great-granddaughters. Close visited Wooden bi-weekly, adopting his pyramid of success and focus on character, and it's paid off with her team. Coach Wooden always said, "You got to do it the way you're wired to do it, not the way anyone else did. And I just tried imperfectly to stay true to that," Close said. By Doug Feinberg,